Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
49ers in a shambles.
Possibly.
Now, back to Steinie and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Mike Dunleavy has been pushed to 115. 115, Mike Dunleavy, general manager of the Warriors. He's having a heart-to-heart. I'm not even going to lie.
Yeah.
I can only imagine what he's doing.
Working.
What do you think that means? I mean, he's not going to trade anybody right now, probably.
Talking to Steve. I mean, the season's about
to pop. Hey, Steve, what do you think?
Or talking to players. Eh. He's doing what our boss does. What does he do on a daily?
Let's hope he's doing more than that.
Ask him when we get him on. Hey, I got a call. What are you doing?
How can you kept us waiting for 45 minutes? 49ers play the Buccaneers on Sunday. Mac Jones, by the look of things, is going to be the 49ers starting quarterback. And this is a team, the Buccaneers, who are missing some players too. They're missing two receivers and a running back, Godwin, Mike Evans, Bucky Irving.
Man.
And this is one of the things where I got to put Kyle Shanahan into the equation, and maybe to a lesser degree, Robert Saleh. Like, shouldn't they be favored in this game? The Niners, even with Mac Jones. I was thinking about it this way.
I'm going to say no, because an MVP candidate, although it's only five games right now in the league, is Baker Mayfield, Donnie. He's at home. So if he's that dude and showing everybody he's that dude and he's done it, he's played all five games, you got to say that, you know, you got to put some respect on their 4-1. But it is interesting when you talk about the margin of victory is thin between the two of these teams. I don't know what to expect. And, you know, part of me thinks there's going to be a lot of points scored. But I'm just telling you, if Seattle and that offense could put up 35 on that Tampa defense, which was Seattle was at home, Tampa's on the road. Steinie, why am I not scared thinking the Rams are one thing? And the Niners mustard got off the gates fast, but, you know, kind of slowed down. They did slow down. But, man, I could see Mac in this Niner offense called by Kyle Shanahan, you know, getting enough points to win. And then now we're talking about a 5-1 team. We're talking about Kyle and the job he's done. Steinie, I just can't get past the job he's doing, Kyle, that is, with what he's been without after the Seattle game. Like, I just truly can't put it into words. And some could be like, it doesn't mean diddly squat is football next man up. But it's more than that.
I mean, he's doing a great job. I mean, they're 4-1, and they've
you said
they've
been great. Hurt. So, yeah, it's impressive.
Yeah, but, I mean, there's still such a long way to go.
I'm just judging on the now.
I mean, if they lose to the Bucs, I need to see how it happens. Because you figure that the 49ers defense should hang in there against this particular team.
Now, do remember, you lost one of your best defensive players. And Matt Stafford had enough time to shave and brush his teeth at times. You know, so eventually, if that doesn't get rectified or fixed, or there's not a move down the road, but just for this Sunday, Steiny, I got to think, unless they start blitzing like crazy, Sala, that is, Baker Mayfield's going to be comfortable, you know? You would think.
Yeah, we'll see what Kyle Shanahan has in store for his offense. This is what Tony Dungy was on with the afternoon show yesterday, and he was asked.
The morning show, Steiny.
Morning show. Yeah. Today? Yesterday. This is what he would tell Kyle Shanahan, who's got to balance this quarterback situation.
I would tell him exactly that. Do not worry about it and be who you are and trust your instincts and don't block out the noise. Block out all the noise because it doesn't matter. People who know football know that that's not the case. And you're right. They said it about me. Philadelphia gets rid of Andy Reid because he can't quite get that big Super Bowl win. Well, how many Super Bowls has Andy gone to now in the last 12 years? So, yeah, that's a ridiculous comment, but it does happen. It is real, and you have to block out the noise.
So this is going to be a decision.
Trust your instincts, Donnie.
I mean, this is going to be a feel issue, right? That's all we're talking about. It's got to be a Kyle Shanahan feel issue on how hurt each of the quarterbacks are and which one he thinks gives him the best chance to win each week. And I think that could change week to week depending on the health of the quarterbacks. And that's why the way I'm looking at it right now is I think – something tells me they need both quarterbacks right now and may need both quarterbacks all year long. So there's no real need to address anything long term.
Yeah.
Just figure out who quarterbacks Tampa Bay, see what happens there, and then figure out who quarterbacks against the Falcons.
So basically, it comes down to the medicals, right? Because I told you all, and I'm standing on it, Steiny, I don't think there's anything going on in Kyle's mind of Max surpassing Brock if he's healthy. But that's the answer to the equation is Brock going to be healthy? And if he is, Steiny, I think he's going to get the job right back no matter how many games Mac wins. Do you see that, or do you think Hanagu, he could get so hot, Mac could, or they could have so much?
Well, are you putting into the equation that what if Purdy misses a month? Do you still bring him back the minute he's healthy?
Just listening to Tony, and even if we hadn't, Steiny, I think he's earned that.
I don't.
He's your starting quarterback.
No, I think if it goes 6 weeks, then that changes the equation. And they're winning. You know, I mean, there's going to come a point if he – there's going to come a point
– Brock, that is. Yeah.
If Mac Jones continues to win games – and Brock continues to be banged up, that, yeah, I think, I don't know what week it would be, but yeah, there's going to come a time where you're just going to say, we got to roll with Mac because we're in a groove right now, and we're 8-4, and we're getting late in the season to even bring Brock Purdy back. Like, I think, I don't, like, does anybody really think there's a right answer? Or a formula, or a template that you definitely are going to use that you could set right now. You know what I mean? When Purdy's healthy, he plays,
and that's
okay.
Where I'm at.
Well, what if he's not healthy till week 11? You're still just going to put him right back in there, regardless of whether the team's winning or losing. But that's where you lose me a little bit.
Okay, but you got to understand the premise of putting him right back in there when he's healthy is he's the better quarterback for your team. And he's your starter.
But let's say it's week 11 and you're 7-4.
Yeah, okay, you get back. We got 6 more games. You're not going to be booted to where we're, you know, hopefully you're not, but we still can win football games. But maybe you need a game and a half to be back to your old self. But
what if you can't afford it at that point, kind of? Like, I'm just like, is there a point? Okay, and this is kind of what I mean. All right, what are we week? They're 4-1.
Yeah.
All right. He's got a quarterback. Jones got a quarterback Sunday against Tampa Bay. If Purdy's healthy the next week, okay, Purdy's going to play, let's say. My question is, can Purdy be out so long? Is there a number out there where he can be out that when he gets healthy, it's too late? It's too late.
Yeah, that's a hell of a question.
If we're winning.
Yeah.
Like, I think there will be a time. Like, okay, for hypothetically, you know, the 49ers are 10-6 and they've clinched and Brock's now healthy. Do you quarterback him in the 17th game? Do you start him in game one of the playoffs? Like, those aren't easy decisions. I don't know if there's a direct answer. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I got to tell you, you know, I'm going old school, but I'm also going, I'm following the money. They deem Brock Purdy their franchise quarterback, and yep. I just feel like it's not guilt, Stoney. It's just at the end of the day, as great as Mac is being or any backup, Michael Jackson's ready. He's our lead singer. He's going to take over, and we'll find a way to get him back in. But I just, you know, I think you're playing a dangerous game. But if you're telling me, hey, the Niners have won, let's say Brock misses four more weeks, are they winning all because of Mac Jones? Because it's a team game too. So how does it look? But I just think, Stoney.
Well, and I would come at it this way, and you're right, it's a team game. So if they're winning, that's all that matters. It's a team game, and Jones is quarterbacking them to wins.
But hasn't Purdy earned the benefit of the doubt, though? Of like, if I put him back in, you know, the bus will still go in the right direction.
I don't know. I do think there comes a time when you just don't put Purdy back in if it's gone too long.
And Tony mentioned noise. So the noise is talk radio and the papers or whatnot, like the noise. You know, Tony mentioned that. I would tell Kyle to block out the noise. That's what we do. Because, I mean, fans are fanning on T everywhere. Writers are writing. I don't think Brock will be – there's nothing Matt can do to stave off Brock. That's where I'm at, if he's healthy. It's just how I feel, man.
Yeah, I do think that we'll reach – if Brock misses multiple weeks,
right,
then we will reach a point – where if the season gets too deep, it gets too late to make a change if you're playing well. Mm. Let's go to Michael. Michael's in Oakland. Hey, Michael, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Doing well, thank you.
Yeah, and excellent. You know, you're making a great point. I don't agree with you in this
case. Okay, I got you.
And here's why. I mean, first of all, Max 3-0. If he keeps winning, to Stoney's point, like, why would you ever take him out? He's winning. And the comparison that we have, and there's lots of them, but I think the best one that comes to mind is it's Bledsoe and Brady. You know, you forget that Bledsoe was the highest paid quarterback in the league. He had, I think, $135 million, 10-year, which looks ridiculous today. But when he got hurt, Brady steps in. He goes on a winning streak. You know, Bledsoe never gets his job back, although in the championship game that year, Brady gets hurt. Bledsoe wins the championship game. They go to the Super Bowl, and then Belichick's got the decision to make Bledsoe or Brady. It's all about winning. If Mac keeps winning, they are not taking him out of the game, and that's how I think Shanahan will play it.
Let me ask you this before you go. Had they lost that Ram game, would you feel any different? I said they, not Mac, but he wouldn't be undefeated, but would you feel any different about it, or would you still feel the same?
Yeah, I think I'd feel a little bit different about it because he didn't win.
Mm. Right.
If you keep winning, you know, and to Stoney's point, like at some point in the season, if the guy's 8-2, you know, in 10, and they've got – you know, they've got 10 wins. Why would you make a change? Shanahan's going to go with who he thinks can help them win every single week. And if that's Mac Jones, it's not personal, Brock, but we want to win. And we're going to win with Mac because we think he gives us the best option to do it. If that's not the case and he's the one who's hurt, Purdy comes in, he's, you know, ready to go. But give him the ball.
Yeah.
Whoever can give us the best chance to win.
I'm with you, Michael. I think when push comes to shove, like Kyle would have the guts to make the move if he felt it was best for the team. If he feels at some point that he's got to go with Mac over Purdy, because he's just not happy with Purdy's physical. But he's not. He will play Mac Jones. I do think like he's got that. He's gutsy, you know, he's tough enough to make that decision. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM, and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, and the home of the Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco.
It feels like Brock Purdy has two opponents when he's on the field. One, you know who they're playing now, and Stoney, how healthy and how much he can beat or overcome this turf toe. We haven't even talked about if he plays subpar or if he's just okay, you know, then that's going to take on that's going to become something. Oh, is it the toe? Is it not the toe? But man, well, it's imperative when he comes back, he just plays, you know.
I got news for you. If we're saying, is it the toe? Is it not the toe? He ain't playing. Mm. He'll go with Jones, I think. Because then that brings in a question. Like, I think the best case scenario for the Niners would be Jones quarterback Sunday, and then you think Purdy's ready to go against the Falcons. Or whenever the Falcons or whoever comes after the Falcons, let's just narrow it down to those two games. If he's healthy for either of those games, then he comes back. Then he plays.
Yep.
He's either good or bad or in the middle. Then he's got to react to the turf toe. How's that feeling? Can he practice? Like, I would like to get that under control and out of the way by the midway point of the season.
See,
if Purdy comes back in a week or two, and after the game feels the same way that he felt after Jacksonville, then I got to put him away for a month or two. And now it might just be Jones's team for the rest of the year.
Yeah, and I'll say this to that, Stoney. That Atlanta game is for the world to see. That's a Sunday night game. So, that's just another big stage. I know Mac was on that stage Thursday night, last Thursday against the Rams. But, I mean, if he comes back for that game, Brock Purdy, all you would have done different for the Jacksonville debacle, if we could call it that, is giving him one extra week, Stoney. And I'm no doctor, but I have been lobbying. Let that dude, even if he thinks he's right, sit out three or four. Do your due diligence and know we went the extra mile, even if we thought he might be able to go. So if something did get re-aggravated, we knew we gave it more time than the first. And the first time you gave him 2 weeks, he came back and it was barking. Stoney, you bring it back against Atlanta, and let's just say it's barking again, then you might be onto something to where low, and all the people that have had this injury, Drew Bledsoe joining the morning roast, were right. This is just something that's going to follow him the rest of the season.
If it's going to follow him the rest of the season, what? Like, can we just assume next year he's going to be fine? Like, seriously, I
think the time heals this injury. And hopefully it's not more time than these weeks as they're coming bang, bang, bang.
No, I understand
that. He plays
that
against Atlanta, Stoney. Oh, he got 3 weeks off. Oh, well, you guys just gave him 7 more days than the last time he was off. And maybe that's enough, but wouldn't you think?
Well, I don't know. Purdy might be saying, I'm ready to go third. I'm ready to go Sunday. I'm ready. And they're saying, no, we're being careful. Like, but he may be.
I would want them to do, because I would do that.
Well, okay, so in Purdy's mind, being careful might be, I'm coming back against the Falcons. I should have come back against the Rams, but they wanted to be extra careful, and extra careful was an extra week and a half. I don't know if extra careful is 2 weeks, 4 weeks, 6 weeks.
Yeah, and I'm not making nothing up here, but Stoney, you know, I'm not in Hollywood, but the bottom line is we're all human. And let's put it right on the table, brought to you by ADCO Pest Control. If I'm Brock Purdy, and let's say I'm missing Tampa, I miss Atlanta, and my backup is just stacking win after win, I'm no dummy. I got ears. I know I'm secure. I got the bag. But the bottom line is, if it's truly up to him, say I'm 87% when I'm really 77.
I don't think it's up to him. I don't think it is up to up.
But there's no gauge to go look in the toe to say, hey.
Sure, there's got
to
be.
You know, like your phone battery on your phone, you're at 100%. How do you know? It says 100. Like, it's all a give and take. And I'm just saying, if the verbal, hey, Stoney, how you
it's
feeling?
It's not good enough. He's got to practice. Mm-hmm. We got to see how he practices.
Now that, you
like,
got
he's
got
to be able to
I
run.
Got you.
He,
I
like,
got you. That matters. So like they could test it out, test run.
Yeah. Let's go to Austin's in Redwood City.
Austin.
What's going on, Austin? How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. Hey, Shanahan, man, hey, tip my hat to him, but he playing a dangerous game. Especially with a dangerous game when you got a first-round quarterback and another quarterback that came in the same year, young players. Young players out there competing, starving, and showing that they're capable of playing football. I think they went wrong by picking up Matt Jones. They should have went after like a old veteran for something like this to happen. So it won't have this chaos. So we won't be talking about changing quarterbacks like we're doing now. I'm not tired of seeing Super Bowl quarterbacks, but I mean, these injuries, you know, taking Super Bowl quarterbacks away from us to get another Super Bowl quarterback. Like I said before, with Alex Smith, he went down. Kaepernick came. Went to the Super Bowl. Alex Smith went to the Super Bowl. Jimmy G went to the Super Bowl. Brock Purdy went to the Super Bowl. Now we all over again. They should have bought a veteran quarterback with them Flacco or somebody other than that, somebody like that. And now you got Matt Jones looking good, standing in the pocket, looking like Goff, looking like Matt Ryan, and it can move the ball without ability to run. It's crazy.
But what about winning the game, though, Stoney? I hear you, Austin, but
like what
the hell with that? I want to win.
Had a veteran and
they were losing. Season might be getting off the rail, but I'll say this. You got me thinking, Austin got me thinking, in the Niner history, every backup's won, Stoney, when there was some, you know, a battle or whatnot. Steve Young, he outlasted Montana. We saw what happened with Cap and Alex Smith. Smith had to go somewhere and watch Cap do his thing. So I'm just saying, I'm not saying we're here yet, but it seems like the backups are up 2-0 when it comes to Niner allure. Having something, if you deem this, we just had a Niner fan say he'd rather have a different quarterback. So this noise, but I feel like Austin's missing the prize. The prize is the victories that you've got with your backup quarterback. Not a possible controversy when it might not be one in the head coach's mind.
This is Drew Bledsoe, who was on with a morning show yesterday on this turf toe injury and what Purdy's dealing with.
I think they need to rebrand turf toe because it sounds like it's not serious, but it's actually a very serious injury. It's pretty bad, but it just sounds like, oh, you stubbed your toe. You know, get back in there, you went. But
it's pretty bad.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah.
All right. So, I mean, here we go, Snotty. And a lot of what we're talking about, the medicals may play a part to this to where it's not even as complicated as we think. Because you're right. If he can't go, you play the healthier guy. And that right now, come this Sunday, Stein's going to be Mac Jones again.
Yep. And then Mac Jones will come out of Sunday's game limping because he's...
But it seems like what he's dealing with is far less severe than turf toe, wouldn't you say? Because he looked like he was down for the count.
Wait, what?
It looks like whatever Mac's dealing with is not as serious as this.
It must not be because he's playing.
Exactly, which is shocking me.
Yeah, I mean, that's why this to me has become a 1 year process where if I'm Kyle Shanahan, I'm going week by week, and I'm going with the quarterback that I think is healthier and that I think gives us a better chance to win. And I think it'll come down to who's healthier because Mac Jones has looked better than Brock Purdy so far. And if Brock Purdy's dealing with a turf toe, that means Mac Jones is our quarterback until the turf toe goes away. Man. I mean, it can't.
If it does.
Can't mean anything other than that, right?
Nope.
All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. We're getting into this game not Thursday. That was last night. Eagles lose. Phillies lose.
Flyers.
Nobody cares about the Flyers. And you know what? Even less people care about the Sixers in Philly. Man. The Sixers are not even on the radar.
Yeah.
And rightfully so. Flyers are like the Sharks. They got a hardcore group of fans. Why are we talking about Philly?
Because loser city.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. And why would you say that?
That's like to piss you off.
When did the Phillies win a last World Series? More recently than the Giants?
I
would say so. How about the Eagles? They won a title more recently than the 49ers? I would say yeah. So you better take a look in the mirror when Sharks you start talking about OT. Losing city.
Yeah, Sharks lost an OT to the Giants.
You hate to see it. All right. 12-12. Okay. We got Mike Dunleavy coming up in an hour. Ladies and gentlemen, he's going to join us at 1:15, general manager of the Golden State Warriors, and we'll hit him with everything. We'll get the obligatory Kuminga out of the way. I want to talk about Steve Kerr's contract. How do you think they talk about their age building?
That was the first question I had for him. You had one about, you told Shasky and Spadoni yours. That was my first one. But you can use it.
What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank. Here for you. And it's here for good.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.